Welcome to episode 1429 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Coveting does not arise in isolation. It thrives in comparison. It is fed by constantly measuring yourself against others. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12.
We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise.
Paul identifies something crucial. Comparison is unwise. Comparison is the engine that drives coveting. Psychologists have long understood that humans engage in what is called social comparison. We evaluate ourselves by comparing ourselves to others. In limited doses, comparison can be healthy. You see someone do something well and you think, I want to develop that skill. You see someone live with integrity and you think, I want to be more like that. This kind of comparison can motivate growth. But constant compulsive comparison is different. Constant comparison produces coveting, produces dissatisfaction. This is what social media has done. Social media has made comparison constant. It has removed the natural limits on comparison. In previous generations, you compared yourself to a limited group, your family, neighbors, coworkers, perhaps people you read about in the news. Comparison was frequent, but bounded. Today, you can compare yourself to millions of people. You can see what celebrities are doing, what influencers are doing, what your high school classmates are doing, what strangers across the world are doing. The comparison is endless, and it is curated. People post their best selves, show their achievements, vacations, possessions. People almost never post their struggles, failures, mundane moments, loneliness. So you are constantly comparing your full reality, including your struggles and failures, to other people's best-case scenarios. And you inevitably feel like you are falling short. Comparison makes you dissatisfied with what you have, makes you want what others have, creates a perpetual sense of falling short. There is an important distinction between envy and admiration. Admiration happens when you see someone do something well or have something good and you think, that is wonderful. I am happy for them. I would like to develop that quality or have that experience. Admiration is joyful. It celebrates what others have. It is secure enough to be genuinely happy for another person's success. But envy is different. Envy happens when you see someone have something and you think, I want that. Why do they have it and not me? That should be mine. Envy is resentful. It cannot celebrate what others have. It is only happy when it has what others have. The difference is subtle, but crucial. Both start with seeing what someone else has. But admiration leads to celebration. Envy leads to coveting. Proverbs 14 verse 30.
A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
Envy rots the bones. It is destructive. It consumes the person who feels it. As the Apostle Paul puts it, those who constantly compare themselves are without understanding. They lack wisdom. Comparison is foolish. It is the opposite of wisdom. One of the consequences of constant comparison is the inability to genuinely celebrate what others have. When you are in a state of constant comparison, always measuring yourself against others, you cannot be genuinely happy for them. You can pretend to be happy. You might offer congratulations. But internally, you are thinking, that should have been me. Why did they get it and not me? When will it be my turn? This is corrosive to relationships. Friendships are damaged when you cannot genuinely celebrate your friend's success. Families are damaged when you cannot genuinely celebrate a sibling's achievement. Romans 12, verse 15.
Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn.
Rejoice with those who rejoice. This is the call. This is the capacity that comparison destroys. If you are constantly comparing yourself to your friend, you cannot rejoice when good things happen to them. You can only feel that it highlights your own lack. If you are constantly comparing yourself to your sibling, you cannot celebrate their success. You can only feel inferior. Comparison makes celebration impossible. And without celebration, relationships become transactional and resentful. Consider how comparison has driven coveting throughout history. The arms race of the Cold War. The Soviet Union developed nuclear weapons. The U.S. responded by developing more powerful ones. Each side constantly compared itself to the other. Each side wanted to have what the other had. The constant comparison drove the development of increasingly destructive weapons. This comparison nearly destroyed the world. Fashion and body image. In the 1960s, the fashion industry promoted the twiggy look, extremely thin. Women compared themselves to this ideal. Many starved themselves trying to look like the model. Eating disorders exploded. The comparison led to physical and psychological harm. The housing bubble of 2008. As housing prices rose and neighbors bought bigger and better homes, people compared their homes to their neighbors' homes. People wanted what their neighbors had. People bought homes they could not afford. The comparison-driven coveting contributed to the financial crisis that devastated millions. Social media and teenage mental health. As social media use rose among teenagers, rates of body image dissatisfaction, depression, and suicide increased. Teenage girls compared themselves to influencers and to their peers. They coveted the bodies, clothes, experiences of those they saw. The comparison fed coveting. The coveting fed mental health crises. Here is something crucial to understand. Comparison is based on illusion. When you compare yourself to someone on social media, you are comparing your full reality to their curated best moments. You are comparing your struggles to their achievements, comparing your bad days to their highlight reel. This comparison is not fair. It is not real. It is illusion. Consider what happens behind the scenes of a social media influencer's life. The influencer posts a perfect photo from a vacation, but what the photo does not show. The hundreds of photos taken to get that one perfect shot. The anxiety about looking good. The argument with a travel companion about which photo to post. The debt accumulated to afford the vacation. The loneliness of always performing for the camera. The comparison you make is to the illusion. You compare your reality to a false image, and you inevitably feel like you are falling short because you are comparing something real to something manufactured. Ephesians 2, verses 1, 4, and 5.
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
We are not in competition with others. We have been given grace. We have been made alive. The comparison is irrelevant. Comparison not only damages individual mental health, it breaks communities. In a community where everyone is constantly comparing themselves to everyone else, competition replaces cooperation. People guard their accomplishments rather than sharing them. People hide their struggles rather than asking for help. People are suspicious of others' success because they interpret it as a threat to themselves. Communities thrive when people can genuinely celebrate each other. When people can be vulnerable about their struggles. When people can ask for help without shame. But comparison makes all of this challenging. This is why many traditional communities deliberately limited comparison. In close-knit communities, in monastic communities, in cultures with strong values of equality, comparison was actively discouraged. The focus was on the common good, not on individual achievement. But modern culture says, compete, succeed, be better than others, have more than others. And as comparison increases, community decreases. As people become more focused on measuring themselves against others, they become less able to build genuine relationships. The 10th commandment is protection against comparison. The commandment is saying, do not constantly measure yourself against others. Do not covet what others have. Do not let comparison drive your desires. The commandment is offering a different way of living by saying, be satisfied with what you have. Do not compare yourself to others. Do not covet their possessions, their status, their relationships. This is radical in a culture obsessed with comparison. This is countercultural in a society driven by social comparison. But it is also liberating. When you stop comparing, stop coveting what others have, you are free. You are free to enjoy what you have. Free to celebrate others' success. Free to build genuine community. Father, free us from the comparison trap and help us stop measuring our lives against the carefully curated images of others. Teach us to recognize when coveting is fueled by comparison and to choose gratitude, contentment, and joy instead. Help us celebrate the blessings of others without envy. Build communities marked by encouragement rather than competition, and find peace in what you have graciously given us. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.